It is Guest Galore in the studio today, and I'm joined by Paula Harris-Brett and Tom Andrew Hughes, all from the Blackmore Players. Now, Lisa Rawlings is the director of the play we're going to talk about, which is All My Sons, but she's unfortunately not very well, and I know she'll be listening.
She is. Yeah, she is. What she says she is.
Don't make any mistakes. she didn't
pressure's
say that.
On, pressure's on.
We wish you a lot better. We've had a bit of a moo, haven't we, Lisa, trying to get everything organised with me being ill and now Lisa not being very well. But we do have you two guys in the studio to talk about the play.
Yeah, we're glad to be here.
It's nice to meet both of you. So, first of all, tell me how you got involved with Blackmore Players.
Well, I'm not as much of a veteran as Tom. This is my second show with Blackmore Players. I did one a couple of years ago before lockdown, and I love them so much that I'm back for more.
And is it something you always wanted to do? Were you an actress, or is it something that you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, I used to be an actress professionally. That's how I trained. But obviously, you know, life gets in the way, kids come along. Sometimes you have a husband that isn't very supportive. Yeah, so I kind of do the amateur stuff now, which is great fun.
And when you say, as I say to every production company that comes in here, when we say amateur, these guys are as good as you going into London. It's a lot cheaper to go locally as well because you don't have the expense. But all of the productions and all the backdrop, all the ticket sales, the people behind the scenes and the productions and music, you know, whatever you're doing, these are done to a very high standard.
Absolutely.
These are not like in some church hall.
No, it's not like amateur theatre had the reputation of being years ago. Everybody's really on it, you know. Yeah, you really get a good value for your money.
You do. Blackmore Players, and we've got Tom in the studio.
Hello.
Hello, Tom. Who said he hadn't shaved, but I think he looks... Do you think he looks fine? I think he looks fine, Paula.
Yeah, he looks rugged.
You do.
Oh, please.
Even though he's only 12.
No. Oh,
right. Nearly 21.
Oh, well, there we go. He's an old man. So what are you doing in the production of All My Sons?
So I'm playing the role of Chris, which is one of the... which is one of the four leads. Paula is playing my mother in this case, Kate Keller, while I'm playing Chris. Unfortunately, we're pretty much on stage most of the time. It's one of us.
It's quite gruelling, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is by Arthur Miller, the very famous American playwright. Can you tell us a little bit of an outline of what the play's about?
Oh, me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Well, it's set just after the war in America, and it's kind of like a middle-class family. And the Kate, my character, is holding on to the fact that her son, who's gone missing in action, is going to come back. And the whole sort of play hinges around that, and lots of secrets are revealed, and there's a big denouement at the end. I don't want to reveal too much, to be fair, but there's some lovely characters in it, and there's lots of emotion and drama as well as laughs. So there's light and dark moments in it that bring tissues.
What time period is it set in? Is it like the 1930s?
I think we're talking 1940.
It's after the Second World War, late 40s, early 50s.
48, I think.
Is it? Yeah.
So you've got the outfits then?
We have,
Our costumes were done, a few weeks ago now?
Yeah, lovely Susie Tyler, our costume lady, has worked really hard with those.
And a very famous play by Arthur Miller. So what did you know? I mean, I know Lisa's not here and she's the director and it would be nice to have a chat with her. But do you know why that was picked? Do you have like a board where people sort of, they say this is the next production that we'd like to do and they kind of vote in? Is that how it works?
Kind of. I know Lisa's absolutely loves this play. She's always wanted to do it. In fact, truth be told, she'd probably quite like to have been in it herself. But she's been a great director, and it's just been a dream and a vision of hers to do, really.
And do you all take it in turns, as in, you know, you're either on stage acting, or next time you might be doing ticket sales or doing something to
do with... Well, we have quite a big community in the players. A lot of us take on a lot of different roles. Obviously, with plays, there's a lot of smaller cast, so anyone who would have been, say, a chorus member in a musical or a panto, they're normally helping out with, like, front of house... and clearing up and putting all the chairs and all that away. The lighting and stage crew are normally quite the same. We've got Stuart, we've got Bill, we've got Dave. They're all wonderful. As far as actors go, we we kind of take it in turns, like who gets which spotlight. This is my first crack at a play, and I've been with the players for what, 12 years now?
Yeah.
Since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So this is quite a leap up for me. I've done props. I've helped with especially my family as well, because a lot of my family are involved as well.
Yeah.
So we've done loads of props. We've done, I think we helped with sound for a little bit. I've helped backstage in many ways. So, but it's quite a community effort, I think.
Yeah. And how are you guys at Remembering Lies? Now, you are a professional.
Well, so not anymore. It used to be.
I mean, because you can lose, if you lose concentration when you're on stage, it's slightly different, because I'm a musician. So you can daydream about, I might have some dinner tonight, and you can still be singing. You can't do that so much when you're acting, because as soon as you go off and think, I might have a cheese sandwich after, somebody's talking to you, and you're like, that was my line. So how do you learn the whole play, or do you learn just the lines in front of you? And after you, how do you do it?
Well, personally, for me, I mean, I have to say I have found it much more difficult as I've got older for stuff to stay in. But for me personally, I tend to break the whole play down and draw across the script and break it down into scenes and then learn chunks at a time.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do have to learn your cues, so you know what's being said before you. But I would always say, as long as you kind of know what the purpose of that particular scene is, even if you do forget your lines, hopefully you can make sure that the meaning of the scene is there, and the bits that need to be got out to the audience are there. So,
what about yourself, Tom?
I'm very much I learn by doing it. So I just keep learning it as I keep rehearsing it, as we keep running through lines, we keep going through scenes. I remember all the little motions that could be, because I've got a couple of visual cues to look out for, as well as just responding to lines. There's a lot of cut-offs as well. We have to interrupt each other a lot.
Yeah, Arthur Miller does like half a sentence.
Yeah.
That's proven a bit of a pain over the first few weeks to when we cut in where.
And are you doing accents as well? Because he's obviously American.
Yeah, this is America. Yeah. So.
Whereabouts is it set in America? Do you want to do a little bit of a twang for us?
Well, mine's just a standard American accent, you know, so...
I don't know how people can just do that. What about yourself, Tom?
I can do an American... It's kind of like my standard one as well. I'm not entirely sure where
it's
from.
Put us on the spot!
I just don't know how you can do it. Just turn that on and turn it off. Do you go through the whole thing of like talking on and off stage with the accent as well?
Or do you switch
it on and off?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
We had a fun rehearsal last night where we just did any old accent we could think of. Newcastle.
All of us were very tired, so we just kind of started losing it a little bit. But yeah, it was a good fun.
And there's a lot of work that goes into the productions. Normally, companies might do maybe three a year or two a year. So you're normally rehearsing, and this is all free. You don't earn any money out of doing this. This is all doing it for the love of doing acting. So you'll probably be doing two rehearsals a week for a couple of months, and then three rehearsals as you come up to the production, where it all gets a little bit, just the last week
intense.
Or two, get a little bit intense, with Lisa probably saying, "Get on that line over there, you're wrong."
It's starting to feel like that, not going to lie.
She's much worse than that.
Lisa, we're kidding, she's not. Can't say that about you. It doesn't feel very well. But yeah, it does get a little bit fraught before, obviously, the days. How many, you're on for three nights, isn't it, with this production? Is it three?
So we've got the Thursday, Friday and Saturday evening is when it's on.
And what dates are those?
They are...
14th to the 16th of July.
Yeah. You beat me to it.
Whereabouts are you performing?
It is in the Blackmore Village Hall, which is just on the, well, I'd say the edge, but it's right near, it's in Blackmore.
Yeah.
So
and
it's quite easy to find.
There's parking there and everything.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
it's
massive
quite a lot of
place,
parking
yeah.
space. Yeah.
Yeah. And who is this play going to appeal to? So who would be, if you were selling it in a line, both of you, how would you sell the play for people to come and see you?
I think it appeals to everyone. I don't think, you know, you can say, oh, it's just people over a certain age or just women. Or I think it really appeals for everybody.
I will
everybody.
Say it does deal with a few dark topics, so maybe not like super young children. But yeah, no, definitely everyone, most backgrounds. Yeah, it's
bring tissues.
Yeah, it does. It gets intense. It gets very intense.
Yeah. So this is happening on the 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Blackmore Village Hall. How much are the tickets?
Actually, a tenner for the Thursday night, and £12.50 for the Friday and Saturday.
There you go. You wouldn't even get the fare into London.
No, absolutely not.
You know, you'd be looking at £150 a ticket, so go and see this locally. That is the Blackmore Players. Rush you through this bit. Well, what you got coming up for the rest of the year? Do you know yet what the other productions are? You can't say.
I don't know what the production is, but I think we've got a panto coming in November.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Not yet. We haven't got there yet. You're starting too early. we normally do a musical, a panto, and a play every year. I think it's the panto's somewhere around November time. The musical's around March-ish. Yeah. And obviously the play's in July.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, though, I'm sorry to say.
Not going to say. Now, Lisa, if you're there, hopefully Lisa's got a smile on her face, you'll find out a little bit later. Well, you won't see her for a couple of days now, will you? Because you won't be able to...
That's right. While the cat's away...
They're going to change everything, all their marks where they're standing. Oh, we just put a few lines in
I'm
here,
now
Lisa,
playing
don't, yeah.
Joe.
Just changing it up a bit while you're away. But it's lovely to meet both of you. Thanks very much for coming in.
And we'll
put all the details up on the website and where you can get your tickets. And Lisa, who is the director for All My Sons, which is the Arthur Miller play, we're wishing her well as well. And that's the 14th, 15th and 16th Blackmore Players, and that will be at the Blackmore Village Hall, £12.50.
That's it.
On the second two nights. On the first night, it's only £10.
Yeah.
Bargain. Lovely.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. I'm going to play a song now.
We don't have to sing along, do we?
No, it just sounded like I was about to drag out a piano from somewhere. I'm not. Here we go.